Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome to the Mindful Minds with Urban Chick Chatter podcast. This podcast is dedicated to your well-being. I'm your host, Felicia Alexander Branch, and today it's all about nurturing your mind, body, and soul. So find a quiet spot, let's get comfortable, let's embark on this journey together. We're going to do grounding meditation. To start our self-care session, let's talk about how we can do self-care. Let's take a moment to ground ourselves. You can sit or lie comfortably. Make sure you close your eyes. Let's focus on our breathing. We're going to inhale deeply. And we're going to fill our lungs with air, and we're going to let it out and exhale. Release any tension. Be present in this moment. Sometimes we have to sit down and do meditation. This is something we need to do in our daily lives. Because sometimes some of us are working two or three jobs. We're having to deal with kids, husbands, friends, families, just different things going on. So you need to learn how to maintain your time with self-care. This is something that's very important. This is a practice that you need to do at least every day or at least three times a week, or you just pick your designated time, but take time for yourself. You need to learn how to do gratitude journaling. And what I mean by that is, let's pause for a minute while I give you a chance to go get your journals or a sheet of paper or pen and pencil. I'm going to pause for about 30 seconds to let you gather your pen and pencil, and we're going to begin journaling. Now that you've grabbed your journal or you open up your notes for taking notes in your app or whatever you're using, let's practice gratitude. What are you thankful for today? I'm thankful that I was able to keep saying good morning, that I was able to wake up today, because there's many people that did not wake up today. And those that did wake up today, be grateful that you are able to wake up and say amen. Or if you don't practice religion, just say good morning to yourself, your family, and friends. And then one thing you need to do is when you get up in the morning, make it an effort to call somebody. It may be somebody that's close, near, or far. Check in on that person. Make sure that they're okay. Because you never know when that's that person's last day with us. Once you start journaling, you're going to reflect on small joys. You're going to write down and express your gratitude of what you appreciate for life, for your family, for your friends, and perhaps for your job. Take your time. Let the positive energy flow onto your pages. If you're not familiar with journaling, journaling sometimes leads to stress relievers. Sometimes it also relieves you to want to write a book. Might want to write an ebook or a hardback, softback book. It just depends what you want to write about. Journaling brings out that artistic trait in people. Also, what journaling does, it improves your vocabulary. It improves your handwriting. It just improves who you are. You become in touch with yourself and your feelings. Now we're going to do a visual exercise. As you continue to bask in gratitude, let's transport our minds to a peaceful place. Imagine a serene landscape. Maybe a tranquil beach or a lush forest. Engage your senses and feel the sincerity around you. Stay here for a moment. as we pause. So just imagine that you may be on a beach with the ocean crashing or the forest. We're going to take a 30-minute, let me rephrase it, a 30-second pause. And I'm going to count as we do it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30. Now in your journals, insert your thoughts. If you were at the beach, if you were at the lush forest, or wherever your mind took you, just write that down in your journal. Document today's date, which is 9:20 my time, Central Standard Time, January 29th. So if you're Eastern time, that's going to bring you an hour ahead. So that should make you 10:20, insert time, 2 hours back to California. That's going to make that 7:20, if I'm not mistaken. Post that in your journal for today with this podcast with Urban Chick Chatter. Now we're going to do a gentle stretch and a breath work. So let's awaken our bodies with gentle stretching. So you're going to take your hands, and hopefully you're not driving. So you're going to raise your hands way above your head. Stretch real good. Inhale and hold it. Reach towards the sky and exhale. Release any tension that you have. Feel the energy that's flowing, y'all. Now let's synchronize our breath with small movements. Follow me. Breathe in. Stretch. Exhale. And release. You're going to continue this at your own pace. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to do a break in the podcast right here. And I'm going to break for about 5 minutes. Counting down as you do the breathe in, stretch, exhale, release. Time starts now. Just remember, breathe in, stretch, exhale, release. Breathe in, stretch, exhale, release. Breathe in, stretch, exhale, release. As you continue that pace, just start thinking. Release that tension. Release the hurt. Release the whatever pain you have. Anything that's going on in your life. Release that stress. Get that tension out of your body. You want to be relaxed. You want to keep your mind focused. You want to always be in a calm state. Just always remember that you're going to breathe in, stretch, exhale, release. And hopefully you're not driving while we're doing this pattern of releasing tension. Continue to do the breathe in, stretch, exhale, release. We have about 3 more minutes. Breathe in, stretch, exhale, release. And as this is going on, you will hear the soft music playing in the background, and you will not hear the sound of my voice for a little bit. This should be about our 5-minute mark. So we're going to do affirmation and self-reflection. It's time for affirmations. Repeat after me. I am strong. I am resilient. I am deserving of love and peace. Now take a moment for self-reflection. Embrace this affirmation. And let it resonate within you. I want to thank you for joining me on this self journey today. Remember, these moments are precious. Investments are your well-being. Carry this peace with you, y'all. I'd love to hear your thoughts and experiences. So if you look on the bottom of my podcast, you will see a P.O. box. You are welcome to send me letters to that P.O. box. You will see it. It's P.O. box 81, Nederland, Texas. And my name, you could put on there as Urban Chick Chatter Podcast. And in parentheses, put Felicia Alexander Branch. That way the postmaster or the carrier who's inserting the P.O. box will recognize who I am. So you're going to carry this peace with you. So feel free to reach out. Until next time, be kind to yourself. I'm going to give you a list of books to listen to or read on Audible, or you may order these books of your choice. The first book is The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle. Last name is T-O-L-L-E. It's a guide to living in the present moment and finding peace. The second book will be Atomic Habits by James Clear. This explores the science of habits and how small changes can lead to remarkable results. The next book will be called Educated by Tara Westover. A memory about the art of journey for a survivalist family to enjoy and to earn a PhD. Next book will be Sapiens, A Brief History of Humankind by Yuval Noah Harari. Last name is H-A-R-A-R-I. This book deals with engaging exploration of the history and impact of the Homo sapiens. Book number 5, The Alchemist. Probably sure some of y'all probably read that in high school. By Paulo Colo. Last name is C-O-E-L-H-O. This book deals with a timeless tale about following one's dream and the journey of self-discovery. The next book, I'm quite sure y'all know who this is. It's called Becoming by no other, by Miss Michelle Obama. The memoir of the former first lady offered insight into her life and experiences. Book number 7. It's called Thinking Fast and Slow by Daniel Kahneman. Last name is K-A-H-N-E-M-A-N. It dives into the dual system that governs thoughts, processes, and decision making. If you enjoyed Mindful Minutes by Urban Chick Chatter Podcast, please subscribe for more episodes for your well-being manners, and I'm here to support you. Until next time, stay mindful, stay well. This is Mrs. Felicia Alexander Branch, signing off from Urban Chick Chatter Podcast. And I thank you for all the support of everybody that always comes on my channel. And I'm going to add 3 more books to this. The Night of the Circus by Aaron Morgenstein. Last name is M-O-R-G-E-N-S-T-E-R-N. It deals with a magical novel set in a mystical circus that appears only at night. Another book of reference is Born a Crime by Trevor Noah. The comedian memoir deals with his upbringing in South Africa during apartheid. The last and final book is The Silent Patient by Alex Michaelides. Last name is M-I-C-H-A-E-L-I-D-E-S. This book is a gripping psychological thriller that keeps you guessing until the end. Whether you prefer reading a physical book or listening to an audiobook, these diverse selections cater to various interests and genres. So enjoy your literacy journey. And again, thank you for tuning into Urban Chick Chatter Podcast. The support is very appreciated. I love the support, and I will give the support back. And until next time, peace and blessings always from Urban Chick Chatter Podcast. And I will be trying to host my podcast on Tuesdays, which will be dropped 5 a.m. Central Standard Time, which will be my time. So that's 2 hours back, California time. Eastern time will run about 6 a.m. in the morning. I will try to drop these podcasts. That way you can have these journals and journeys to work to listen to. And I thank you again for tuning in to Urban Chick Chatter Podcast. Thank you for the support and have a good night and a good morning. And also to my supporters, not to forget, that are international. I want to thank you for getting me the international ranking for Urban Chick Chatter Podcast. And last but not least, if you get a chance, go to my link tree, which should be on my page. If not, I will drop it at the end of this podcast in the notes. Go and support Joy 365 Devotional. Choose Joy, which is the affirmation journal, which made me and 365 authors a bestseller this year. The book itself is $32.05. That's including shipping and handling. The journal, Choose Joy, is $32.05. But I think it would be a pleasure if you would purchase the bundle from me, which would have a complimentary t-shirt, a bookmark, and some other goodies in there that I will place into there. So, like I said, I thank you for supporting Urban Chick Chatter Podcast, Black Angel Publishing and Media, which is on Amazon, which is my journals I have there. I have composition books there. I have daily planners there. Check those out. They are very reasonable prices. Black Angel Publishing Media started in January of 2022. Thanks to Miss Tiffany Green for her help and Dr. Vanessa Blackwell for asking me to be in this collaboration of Joy 365 bestselling authors. Love and peace from wherever you are, matter if it's day or night. Please send me your questions if you have any questions or any suggestions of podcasts that you would like for me to do in the future. I thank y'all all for tuning in. Be blessed.